This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour. This is the DJV experience. D me, Dougaroo. J Jennifer, Jenneroo, and Victoria, Victoraroo. doing all of that. Hi, Richie's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Families in the United States spend more on child care for two children than they do paying their mortgage or rent. I find that to be rather amazing when you get right down to it. If you're a woman, it's likely you earn less than your male colleagues, even though one in four households with children relies on mothers as the sole breadwinner, primary breadwinner, in single parent households, mostly women, right? And yet, the amount of, and this is something that's a moderate obscenity in the world of people who continue to tout the benefits of Obamacare or Affordable Health Care Act or whatever it is. I find it troubling, but yet I don't know what the alternative is. It kind of gets me into it's always alternatives. It's the alternatives. We were talking about Joel Osteen in the last hour, and I have been bombarded with lots of information from my pal, who is a fan. And I think maybe what happens in these circumstances is you take an image, right? We have an image or an idea. In the case of Osteen, if you want to stick with that for a minute, he's done a lot of good, and he has, in terms of his books that he sold, a lot of them are self-help books. They are not about God in the main. They are about how you can take the power of God and use it to make your life better. And I guess the only thing that bothers me about Osteen is what I perceive to be his delivery. That's it. Other than that, I don't have a problem with making money. There are a lot of people that do take. I mean, the business that I saw came about as a result of an article that I saw. I think it was in the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times or some other elitist East Coast newspaper that likes to take shots at people like that because they have money. And you can take shots at it. Where is the Wall Street Journal taking shots at people who make all kinds of money on Wall Street? And some of it is, or much of it is, ill-gotten, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I think I posted something on Facebook over the weekend. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure it was over the weekend, about churches and the fact that I believe they should be taxed. I don't believe churches should be free of taxation. I just don't. I don't think it's fair for people who don't go to church to be supporting churches. I just don't think it's right.
And churches make money. Obviously, look how much money Joel Osteen makes.
Well,
they're all in Texas because that, for whatever reason, is a state that has. It's very easy to establish your own church. John Oliver did it on his show, and it was as a joke. And I mean, it's unbelievable the tax breaks that you get from having churches in Texas, even if you've never even been in Texas.
Do you know what a real hypocrite is,
what?
Richie?
What?
A real hypocrite are the Catholic men in Rome and elsewhere who live
true
very well, look at the nuns in some of these small little villages around the world where they serve.
My wife's aunt is basically, she's a nun her whole life in Colombia and lives, and they treat her horribly.
Yeah.
And she has done nothing but give and help her whole life.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's, but still, the answer, Doug, from your perspective, knowing where you are fiscally in responsibilities, is not more taxation.
It is what, then?
Wait, what?
Well, more taxation. I think taxes need to be more distributed evenly among people that benefits. I can remember as a kid when I went to Plymouth Congregational Church in Framingham Center, Massachusetts, when the snowplow was cleaning the streets, the snowplow went into our church and cleaned out the church. So the taxpayers of Framingham were paying to have our church cleaned out. And I always thought that was kind of cool. And they did other things. We used to, I mean, remember the town paid for the paving in the parking lot of the church and helped fix the roof on the old church. You know, stuff like that was paid for by the taxpayers. And it was a simpler time and a time when people thought, okay, well, you know what? It's fair because they're doing the work of God. They're doing something good. They're helping people. So let's help them.
But back then, though, people went to church a lot more than they do now. And so back then, the church was sort of the centerpiece of every community. Mm-hmm. So all the town meetings were held in churches. I mean, that just, you know, that made sense back then. But now, I agree with you. I think they should be taxed.
I was off on a toot earlier in the morning. You can listen to hour number 3, I think, if you want to go back to me talking about the churches. I got into this discussion about Daesh and what's been done in the name of religion, the wars. And I always go back to the time when Queen Isabella and the Inquisition made a mess of most of the world. And that was done in the name of the Catholic Church. So we now get angry at the Muslims for what some of them do. We get angry at the Catholics. If you look at the things that have been done in the name of Catholicism or in the name of the Muslim Church or even in the name of some other Christian, any number of churches or any number of religions with the exception of Buddhism, and then I'm looking at the argument that Meredith sent me a couple of things because I said I laughed earlier, sort of chuckling, because she's a big fan of Joel Osteen's. And every time I get into the car, I can hear what she's listening to because he has his own channel on Sirius. And you can listen to it, you know, anytime you want to. His message is fabulous. His help is not challenged, and he doesn't, as Meredith points out, behead people like other religions. You know, there's a positive message there. It's just that people, I don't have a problem with his money, I don't have a problem with abundance, I have a problem with his delivery and his sincerity. That's all. And that was all the point I was trying to make. But then all these other things come up as a result of the discussion, and I think that they're all legitimate. I mean, well thought out things that she said to me or made me think about the stuff. The men who live as priests and bishops and how the clergy, if you go into the, if you take a trip into the Vatican, it is the ultimate in opulence.
Yeah.
It is. The whole,
it's like a palace.
It is a palace. And there's $5 billion worth of valuables in the basement of the Vatican. And what are they doing with it? They're closing churches all around the world because of the rapists that were priests. I mean, in my neighborhood alone, I can point out 4 churches that had to be closed in neighboring communities because the Diocese of Boston had to pay out $14 million.
Yeah.
In
you're in the epicenter
to families
of Catholic abuse.
They sell valuable real estate to a car dealer on Route 9, tear the church down, build a car dealership. Or
that's awesome. You see the commercials that come up for that car dealership. Come and confess your sins and buy yourself a new car. Son.
But it gets back to Meredith has this wonderful way of getting to the heart and soul of me very quickly and cutting to the point. And the point is, in this circumstance, that there is good that comes from many sources in many different ways. And there are those who take the cheap shot. It's easy to take a cheap shot at guys like Osteen. And so here's what colors me more than anything else, and maybe has colored me on Osteen. There was a guy in Dallas. I can't remember his name, but I can remember seeing his picture on billboards all over the South. Send me your donations, and we will pray for you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This guy had a television.
And that was back in the 50s and 60s, right?
This happens 70s. All the time now. This is still happening.
But my point is we talked about a simpler time in churches in the community. This was going on back in the late 50s and 60s when people were still going on the radio, send me your money.
Yeah. I told you this story once about the minister who had been dead for 4 years. His wife and his son kept recycling the tapes.
Yeah.
And they were getting them sent to keep this ministry going. Send your check to Box 82, Circleville, Texas, or wherever it was. And people sent in. They were making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. But you know what? The message was a good message. So people found fault with them because they were recycling the message. And it wasn't really the guy. He was dead. But it really was the guy.
But see, in that case, people aren't paying for the message. People are paying on false hope. Send us your
the guy that I was talking about in Texas that got outed by an ABC news special.
Mm-hmm.
The arrogance of the Eastern media again, but this time it was appropriate. They went into his dumpster and they found hundreds and thousands of letters that were opened. Remember the message from the people who wanted help? You know, I went to have a healing yesterday morning, with session with a guy, and I spent a couple of $100 on it. Did I feel better when I was all done? Yep. Could I have gotten a healing from somebody else, maybe under different circumstances, if I went to
I'll heal you for $50, bro.
Maybe. I know you will, Rich. So, but the point is that whatever it is that you think makes you better, oftentimes it's the power of suggestion. So if they had never found this guy's dumpster with all the unopened prayers that were sent to him along with a check for $50, would they have been? Did they think they were better off because they had sent that message? And my answer to that is probably yes. I'm going to guess that most of those people, because the power of suggestion, that's stronger than anything else.
Right.
The think tank that's focused on healing is your brain. Your brain is going to heal you. And what your attitude is toward all of this stuff, if Osteen makes your brain better or makes you feel better, God bless him. If that's the case with the Pope, or it's the case with some imam, or if it's the case with somebody who writes a self, what difference does it make? If you feel better and it makes you better, then and you are better, then so what? Where it comes from is not important.
All of that, I agree with, all of that. But there are so many stories of people who don't have money to spend, and they are spending on a false hope.
It's like buying lottery tickets.
It's like
a lottery to get to God.
Lottery
to get to God.
You know, if somebody was had a church or religion or whatever you want to call it, if they had a thing where it said, I feel like I am divinely connected to God, or whatever you want to call him, send me your prayers. Don't send money. Send me whatever it is that you really want. That should be just as efficient as sending your last $25 that you really can't spare. And that's where I draw the line between fraudulent and what is actually helping people. I don't know if people send Joel Osteen money. I don't know that much about him, but
well, they must.
Yeah.
I mean, if you buy a book, that's fine. You're getting a product from it. That's fine.
Right. So those who condemn those people who are helping people and making money are hypocrites. Right? That's the bottom line, in a sense. There's a lot of different ways of looking at it, but we stimulate a lot of people to think about all this stuff. It's 21 after the hour. So
so, you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is The Weeknd's new album, and they say it was inspired by Prince, The Smiths, and The Talking Heads. Wide-ranging group of inspirations on the follow-up to the breakthrough Beauty Behind the Madness album, some of which might surprise his fans. What's his name, Fred Weeknd?
His name.
No.
The Weeknd.
The, oh, it's The Weeknd.
The.
And the
Weeknd.
The origin of that is what?
I don't know, but his real name is Abel Tesfaye. Tesfaye.
Tesfaye. T-E-S-F-A-Y-E.
Yes.
So anyway, listen to, let's crank this up.
I love
let's
this.
See if I can get this, get a handle around. That's good. Good pop song. See what Victoria's influence is doing for me anyway. It brings me around because I don't dig around much in pop music now because I don't identify with it, or I don't think I identify
right.
with it. But Victoria is teaching me with a lot of the pop music that's around today that I can identify with it because it's what I like. I like pop music. I don't care. I'm not a person who digs deeply into albums and I want to hear. I don't want to. I don't. That's just not my taste in music. My taste in music built on the years I was a disc jockey. All about the pop, the hits. I want to hear the hits.
Right.
So, let's see. What else have we got here?
This one's called The Hills in The Weeknd.
Okay.
Yeah. This album, just he's actually done, I think, 6 or 7 albums, but this is the album that broke through.
So, where did he come
mainstream.
From? What's his deal?
You know, I don't know where he's from. I want to say he's from L.A.
Yeah,
but
well, he is. He said he wanted to make films. He was writing screenplays and short stories forever before he wrote songs. So he must be a lyricist.
He's got some old school soul and a great voice. I have to admit, I don't know much about him and haven't really paid much attention to him.
No.
But these couple of songs have got my attention.
Yeah. Well, if you listen to any Top 40 station in the last 2 years, you can't get away from him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's everywhere.
And so he's friends with Justin Timberlake, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Looks
yeah.
like Timberlake took the time to promote or help him promote what he's doing.
I think that they're doing a song together.
Something together?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Which yeah. will be really cool.
Yeah. All right, other musical news focusing on the passing of David Bowie. His wife, was she married to Iman or was it?
Iman.
Iman. She's the model.
Yes.
Yeah, she was
yeah.
married to him. Anyway, she stayed
20-something years, right?
Out of the public eye, right, exactly. She stepped out in front of the cameras last week during Fashion Week wearing a necklace that let everybody see she carries with her a reminder of her love. On her neck was a small, dainty necklace with a cursive font. It read, David. When asked about the necklace, she said, I'm wearing this until my death.
Aww.
Those who knew David and
Iman, yes.
Cited their relationship as a true love affair, even to the end. She was famous for saying she was never married to David Bowie. She was married to David Jones, whom she always described as the consummate gentleman. That's kind of interesting. Yeah, he was a character, and she apparently loved him.
That's really sweet.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, so musical thoughts, musical news, all a part of what we do every day here. To take you into a different place than you can be when you listen to anything else. This is like the old Breakfast Club, Richie. The old full-service radio programs. Doug Victoria, Richie, 28 after the hour.
Just one day. Remember a time in this country when you would see someone needing help, and you would offer to help them with no other thought than kindness? Well, the government doesn't like that characteristic in Americans and is trying to regulate away the ability to voluntarily help your fellow man. From the Cajun Navy to rebuilding neighborhoods to cleaning graves to simply helping the person next door across the street, the government wants regulations, licenses, and fees to be involved, especially the fees. Civility has now become civil disobedience. I think it's time for the bureaucrats to go home and let Americans be what we are, Americans, who help their fellow man without thought of getting paid, getting a license, being charged a fee, and without a gun to their head. Recently in Louisiana, ordinary people took their own boats to rescue their neighbors, their pets, their possessions, because it was the right thing to do. I guess government doesn't like being reminded that it's the individual that really makes the difference. I'm Gary Rathman. This has been an Economy of One Minute.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Victoria and Rich moving forward in the conversation let's see, some food news that I think is appropriate. For a lot of years, beef jerky has had a bad rap, but the tide seems to be shifting ever since becoming a preferred snack of some of the paleo dieters. You know, the paleo diet is the original caveman diet?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, my God. I had so many friends who are all paleo.
Really?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Are they going out and killing their own food and eating
it? No.
How can it be a real paleo diet if they're not going about it that way?
I don't know. Yeah. It's weird to me.
Singing the praises of beef jerky. There's turkey jerky. I get a kick out of that. There's all kinds of jerky. Is there fish jerky, though? Anybody ever see any fish jerky?
Salmon jerky, I've heard of.
Salmon jerky, have you seen
that?
Yeah. Why do they call
that
it
sounds
jerky?
Terrible, though, doesn't it?
No, it looks terrible. Awful. Why do they call it jerky?
You should be the one to know the answer.
Why
to that.
Should I be? See, that's the thing.
Because I feel like you're
offensive.
The food guy. That's not offensive.
Yes, it is. It's like some old farmer hayseed is chewing on tobacco or jerky.
I know you don't
like
even
that.
Eat meat, truck so drivers. I'm just saying, where did jerky come from?
I haven't the slightest. It's a way of
dried meat. It's the way they used to do it back in the plantations and
right.
For thousands of years, they dry meat.
A new study showing that in addition to a regular exercise routine, doubling your protein intake may be the key to losing a lot of weight without dropping muscle mass. And that's what you get when you eat beef jerky, a lot of protein.
Beef jerky time.
Not all jerky,
probably a movie
though.
That Doug didn't sing, right?
No.
But not all jerky is created equally. The best option to ensure your jerky is free of artificial ingredients is to make your own. So you can, let's see here. Turkey jerky is the best option if you don't like beef. And let's see here. I'm looking at some of the other material that,
well,
fish jerky. What's a,
I can't imagine that. I mean, salmon jerky I could understand because smoked salmon is sort of halfway there, so I get that. But any other type of fish as a jerky or in jerky form would be really gross, I think.
It's all gross. It sounds gross, doesn't it?
Yes. Turkey jerky is like really dry turkey bacon.
Gross.
It's basically what it is. It's kind of like a bacon texture. But no, I mean, let's
try.
Watch Dances with Wolves. I mean, that's how they did it. That's how the Indians did it. And that's how all the settlers did it. They dried their meat, and that's how they preserved it and kept it for months. Because when you killed the buffalo, not like you had a freezer to stick the meat in.
Yeah. So smoking and drying.
Right.
So they you look at the ships that were on the high seas.
Right. Exactly.
1,000 years ago, they all figured out how to preserve the meat.
They
and
dried
salt
it out.
And that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Are Slim Jims considered beef jerky?
Yes, but
what's a Slim Jim? I don't know what that is.
Oh, they're just disgusting
they're
looking.
Sticks of meat with all kinds of preservatives and stuff. But you know, it's funny because when you go into a 7-Eleven now,
that's what it makes me think of, Slim Jims.
Yeah, exactly. But they have 10, 12 different kinds of high dollar jerky. I mean, it's not cheap.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm gonna have to try one. I'll try. I'll bring some in tomorrow.
You can experiment for us if we don't eat.
I'll eat jerky during the whole show tomorrow morning.
Great.
Hey, jerky.
All right. Here's a little more information about seafood because a lot of bad seafood is getting into the market, and now a lot of people are beginning to talk about it because we went to seafood. We went first from beef to chicken and turkey. And then when you figure out, I've said this 100 times, or I've said it once, if you ever went to a slaughterhouse and saw how they prepared chicken, you'd never touch another piece of chicken in your life. Never. Never, never, never. So with that message, people go to seafood. But there are all kinds of ethical dilemmas now because there's overfishing going on. There's all kinds of fraud because what you think is in your crab cake isn't really crab. What you think is in your lobster salad sandwich really isn't lobster. As a matter of fact, if you look at the new report on fish fraud, it's worse than you could have imagined. I think we touched on this a little on Friday.
It just keeps getting worse.
But if you look at the 25,000
labelings.
Yeah. White fish is white. You can fool anybody with anything. If it's white, okay, so how do you know the difference between sole? How do you know tilapia?
Mm-hmm.
Any of the white fishes, they all look the same. Here's a study focusing on Italy, found that 82% of grouper, swordfish, and whopper samples were mislabeled. I don't know what a whopper is other than what you get at Burger King. What's a whopper?
There's so many inappropriate jokes flying through my head right now.
All right, okay. The white fish is perch, cod, grouper, those. And now apparently that stuff's not being sold, but they're taking farmed catfish and selling it as if it were perch or cod or grouper.
Yeah.
Good God.
Nothing makes me gag more than just looking at a catfish. I can't even... Ugh, the idea of eating it? Ugh.
Catfish is actually good, but farmed catfish...
To go one step further...
It's a stupid fish, too, by the way.
The mercury in really certain kinds of fish, for example, yeah. Barracuda, wahoo, they're selling mackerel as wahoo.
Oh.
New York grocer sold blue line tilefish, which had so much mercury in it, it's on the do not eat list, but it's being sold as halibut or snapper. So you don't know what you're getting.
No.
And there's no regulation. See, this is, I don't like a lot of over-regulation, but this is a pretty good example of why there ought to be some yep. kind of regulation because of this sort of thing. And
a lot of
hope that they do their job.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of chefs talking about this, and a lot of chefs in New York will traditionally go in the morning down to the meatpacking district of Manhattan or to, you know, where they get all the fish comes in. And a lot of them have talked about this as a problem. You know, you don't know what you're getting. So a lot of chefs have said they don't always, if it's a filet. So a lot of good chefs and good restaurants will just buy a whole fish and then filet it themselves. So then you know what you're actually getting when you see the whole fish with the head. It's also a tip you can use to order at restaurants. If they offer a whole fish, make sure you get it and have it filleted afterwards.
When we go to Columbia, you basically get served the whole fish. So you
right.
see what you're doing. Victoria, if you want to have some fun, like 20 years ago, Doug and I went to Guam. And we were a guest of the governor there, and they had this very nice party, you know, not for us, but just for people, and we were invited. And we went, and in the middle of the room, there was this huge tuna, head, tail, the whole bit, and the whole middle was carved out into sashimi, sushi.
Oh.
It was the best sushi I've ever had in my life.
Did Doug eat it?
Doug no. was disgusted by it. How do you eat that stuff? And I'm like, Doug, you've got to try this.
No. Wow.
It was so good. And
here's something
butter.
You do have to try, and that is Super Beats. Time for you. If you are not on the action bandwagon here for Super Beats, this is a product that is made from non-GMO beets, grown in the fields of many of our finer Midwestern agricultural states. The beets are harvested, they are cooked, they are dried, they are powdered, they are put into canisters, and they are delivered to you so that you can use the benefits of this raw material to produce nitric oxide, which is a gas molecule, third most important after oxygen and carbon dioxide in your body. It has a lifespan of about 1 second, so your body has to have a ready supply. It needs to have synthesized nitric oxide on demand, and that's what you get. Synthesized doesn't mean that it's fake or artificial. It just means that there's more of it than your body can produce. So relax. Have a glass of Super Beats. Put it in your protein drink. That's what I do. Put it in a glass of water, drink it that way. However it is that you want to see it, it will expand your arteries, get the blood flow to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body that needs the supply of oxygen and life that comes in blood. It kills bacteria and other dangerous organisms. It is a cell-to-cell communicator, if you will, and so much more. Take advantage of the support you get, healthy circulation, healthy blood pressure, all kinds of things. It works three times faster to give you results you can feel. Call 800-655-4183 and join Victoria and Richie and me and everybody else who's around the country and around the world, the great athletes that are using this for sustainability, whether it be Olympic athletes, football players, baseball players. This is the new world order of getting your body into shape and keeping it in shape. Beat the Odds is a book written by the folks who put this all together. That's something you'll get when you call 800-655-4183 and order a supply. The first supply is a 3-month supply, actually 4-month supply. You pay for three and get 1 month free. And the book, the book, Beat the Odds. I was going to send you to DougLikeBeats.com to order if you'd like. So all the benefits here, this is fabulous.
Now let me tell you something.
You'll feel the results here. You get your money back.
Mondays, Super Beats is the key.
Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Right. So get it and use it on Monday. Start the week. Use it on Tuesday. Keep the week going. Wednesday, get over the hump. Thursday, wow. I'm getting through the week a lot better than I thought I was going to because of Super Beats. You get the point. 800-655-4183. Don't take my word for it. Take Dr. Ken's word for it. Jack Stockwell's word for it. Anybody and everybody who's been on this says, yep, it works. It's just exactly what they say it is. So I'm pleased and proud to advise you to get on the phone. Call 800-655-4183 and get started on the Super Beats program.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it? It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
3, 2, 1...
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
By the way, those of you who are football fans, Tom Brady wasn't around yesterday. It didn't make any difference. The Patriots still won, so na-na-na-na.
That'll be the number one.
Well, that wasn't the headline I thought you were going with.
23-21. No, actually, what I was thinking about was this new Miss America from Arkansas. Her name is Savvy Shields. She said something to an interviewer that I thought was pretty interesting. She said, quote, "I hope at the end of my year with the crown, we are starting to reward politicians for compromising." Isn't that interesting? Advice for politicians from the new Miss America. Compromise and you will be rewarded. I would like to think that if we had people who are not doing their jobs, i.e. trying to compromise and find solutions to problems, we would reward them by throwing them out of office. It doesn't seem to be the fate. Fewer and fewer people are running for office, so these people that are in there can stay.
You mean make deals, do your job, get there, get something done.
Get something done. That's what she said. So Savvy Shields, new Miss America from Arkansas. Congratulations to you. 10 minutes for the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Those of you who did not go to the movies over the weekend and did not see Sully, you will not recognize this music. This is the theme from the weekend box office winner, Sully, produced by, Tom Hanks, produced and directed by Clint Eastwood, starring Tom Hanks. There's a lot of interesting interviews being done with Eastwood about why he chose Hanks and what Sullenberger is all about. We went to see it, and I'll tell you what I thought about it, what we both thought about it, and what maybe Chucker thought about it. I think he went to see it as well. Anybody else who's got some thoughts, you can share them with us. Twitter at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. So in review of the weekend box office totals and Sully the movie coming right up here, 55 past the hour.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life tip two, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico, get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
All right, Chucker, 56 past the hour. The new film Sully has opened up. Captain Sullenberger interviewed on 60 Minutes
I think there's a lot here. If you go back to January 15th, 2009, my God, it doesn't seem like it was 5 years ago, does it? I mean, that's really how this thing strikes me. And then the focus on 208 seconds, the plain crap can Airbus that it was. As we were Meredith and I were watching it, and I said something that she's heard me say a lot about crap can Airbuses. I'm surprised the thing didn't break up when it hit the water.
Well, that's why they call it the miracle on Hudson. It is amazing. I know that moment in the film, you know, I don't know about you, but I got a lump in my throat. It was very moving.
Oh, I had all kinds of
that
chills.
That one moment.
Yeah, the whole movie made me have chills, frankly.
And so, I think it's going to touch a nerve. I'll tell you why, because at the local theater I'm associated with, the Pocono Cinema in East Strasburg, at the 4 o'clock show on Saturday, at the end, people actually got up and applauded. Mm-hmm. And considering people barely have a pulse in East Strasburg, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things. It's time for these movies, more of these movies. Clint Eastwood is so characteristically calm about it. Sullenberger is a pretty calm guy. And so he put all of this stuff together. He knew what he was doing. And this film pays tribute to that, I think, in a lot of different ways. And the fact that they cleaned it up, and there was no mess, no fuss, no bother. Those boats were out there, and they had everybody out of the water, off the plane in 24 minutes. Good God.
Yeah, I mean, I think what makes the movie work and the heart of the story, it's basically a very simple story about a very decent human being.
Yeah.
And he did an amazing thing and basically, you know, saved 155 people who were aboard that plane with what, you know, I mean, it's interesting. If he did that landing 100 times, how many times would it have worked? Maybe a couple.
One of the things that people worked. Like, I think, is the way they give it to the feds. That was, you know, that certainly was the theme with us. Watching those boobs try to hang him out to dry. Jamie Sheridan played one of them. He was the most recognizable of the
actors. Was it the feds or was it the airline trying to cover their rear end?
No. Well, that was kind of going on, but what was going on publicly was them trying to hang him out to dry.
Right.
And he just said, when they put it on the simulator and put everything together, you know, they all look foolish because they didn't know what they were talking about.
Is there enough to the movie, though, that it holds your interest? I mean, we all know the story. Is there enough new stuff there?
Yes.
That keeps it entertaining?
Yes. Yep.
All right, good to know.
Okay.
I got a question for you, Doug. This one thing I was interested when I watched it, his wife in the movie, Laura Linney. I mean, clearly they touched on the fact that she was a pretty neurotic person. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Right.
You know what it reminded me of? Remember the movie Falling Down, the relationship Robert Duvall had with his wife, Tuesday Weller, in that movie?
Yeah.
It sort of reminded me very similar characteristics of Sully's wife, her behavior, which is not totally touched on, but I just got the feeling she was a complete neurotic.
It's interesting they would,
individual.
Yeah, they would do that in the movie.
Good movie, though. It made $35.5 million, number one over the weekend.
All right, number one movie was Sully. You got it right on as far as predictions are concerned there, Chuck. Chuck Curry at 59.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.